The town of Normal Council is working with a developer to improve a shopping center on the northeast corner of Veterans Parkway and College Avenue. The town council voted 5-2 to approve a sales tax rebate for developer improvements to the retail center, which could attract a tenant to the former Dick's Sporting Goods location. The community's mayors join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Coos is traveling and setting in as Town of Normal City Manager Mark Peterson. Mark, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here, Mike.
In addition to the tax rebates for the former Dick's Sporting Goods location, we'll also talk about a few questions about the town's next comprehensive plan. Let's start with the shopping area that includes Michael's, Fresh Market, Shoe Carnival, and other stores. Is this the new normal with retailers and developers and shopping center owners looking for a tax deal before expanding or improving?
Well, I think, Mike, it's more than just the new normal. It's actually been this way for quite some time. In fact, if you look at most of the major developments along Veterans Parkway, whether you're in Bloomington or Normal, the vast majority of those have benefited from some private public-private partnership. Go all the way back to the old College Hills Mall, which was back in the early 1980s. That was a benefit of they received a sales tax rebate and some other public infrastructure improvements that were provided by the town of Normal. Certainly then the next generation in that location, the Shops at College Hills, was a beneficiary of a public-private partnership. We can talk about the Walmart, Sam's Clubs, Menards, Home Depot, O'Brien Mitsubishi. We can go up and down Veterans Parkway, again, in both communities and find examples of public-private partnerships to attract retail and ultimately sales tax revenue. And that's gone on for years. So it's probably become more urgent as of late because the retail industry nationally is declining.
That was my next question. I mean, it's not going to go away because online sales, online retailers are cutting into local storefront spaces, their bottom line.
Absolutely. Look at the closures we've seen in our two communities, Macy's, JCPenney's, Gordman's. I could go on and on. Bricks and mortar retailers are struggling. There's very few that are expanding. It just so happens that one of the retailers, and this is a national retailer that's expanding, is interested in coming into our community in the former Dick's space. But frankly, there are not many of those available. So it's going to become more and more competitive among communities to attract retailers that are generating those precious sales tax dollars that we all rely so heavily on.
So, Mark, how does it work? How much of their numbers do you get to see for a possible $800,000 sales taxes, $800,000 in sales taxes, returned to Phillips Edison & Company, the shopping center operator? How much transparency is there?
Well, we believe in an open book process. If we're going to be sharing revenue, and that's, I think it's an important distinction. This is a sharing of new revenue. It's not as if the town is writing checks or investing directly in this center. We're sharing income, new income that they're creating. But even
So in other words, if the shopping center doesn't take off, if there's not an increase in sales tax revenue, there's no money going back to the developer.
Correct. There's absolutely no risk to the community. If they don't perform, they don't get paid. It's that simple. But whenever we go into these deals, we require an open book process. So we need to see all of their numbers, and we vet those numbers. We've done this enough that we have sources where we can go to vet construction cost, we can vet their lease assumptions, their lease rate assumptions, and we vet their revenue assumptions. So we vet their numbers very closely and carefully. Now, we don't necessarily disclose all of those numbers publicly. That wouldn't be appropriate because they are proprietary. But at the staff level, we do see them, we require them, and we vet them.
Okay, Mark, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
You bet. Glad
Mark Peterson is the Town of Normal City Manager, setting in for Mayor Chris Coos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. And next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.